Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. April 7th, 1864.
Every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde.
The first camel race in America was held. Not in the Mojave Desert, nope, in Sacramento, California. April 7th, 1927.
We gathered round to hear the sound coming on a little screen.
The first long-distance television transmission was sent from Washington, D.C. to New York City. The audience heard and saw a speech by then-U.S. Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover. On April 7, 1949, the Richard Rodgers Oscar Hammerstein musical classic of Love and War, South Pacific, unfolded on a lush tropical island swarming with sea bees, nurses, natives, and coconut trees on this night in 1949. Actually, it was not a tropical island, but the stage of the Majestic Theater in New York City. Ezio Pinza starred as the suave French plantation owner with a shady past, and Mary Martin portrayed the bubbly, pretty, but naive Navy nurse. Mary Martin washed her hair a zillion times as she sang,
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair.
In 1,925 performances. April 7th, 1954. The tune G by the Crows became the first rhythm and blues single to gain attention on pop music charts.
Love that girl.
It made it to number 17 and was one of the first songs by a black group to be played on pop music radio stations. The Crows came together in New York City singing on street corners in the late 40s. On April 7th, 1970... John Wayne, a movie veteran of over 200 films, won his first and only Oscar.
The pain of it will ease a bit when you find a man with true grit.
The Duke earned an Academy Award for Best Actor in his role in True Grit. April 7, 1977. In the first American League game played outside the United States, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Chicago White Sox 9-5 at Exhibition Stadium. Celebrating birthdays today.
Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City.
Grammy Award-winning singer Bobby Bear was born in 1935. John Oates of Hall & Oates was born in 1949.
I learned the truth at 17.
And Grammy Award-winning singer Janice Ian was born in 1951. The number one record on this date in 1962 was
Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can't resist.
Johnny Angel by Shelley Fabre. And that's Rewind for April 7, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.